Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on layering an Amen style Hoover stab for floor shaking low end. In this one, we're building a sound that does more than just scream big synth. We're making a stab that actually behaves like part of a DNB rhythm section. That means short, punchy, aggressive, and controlled enough to sit on top of a sub-heavy foundation without wrecking the kick, snare, or breakbeat. That balance is the whole game here. In drum and bass, the low end is sacred. If your Hoover is too wide, too long, or too messy in the wrong frequency range, it can flatten the groove instantly. But if you shape it right, it becomes a brutal mid-range hook that makes the whole drop feel heavier. Think of it like a call and response accent with real attitude. We are using stock Ableton tools only, so you can follow this without needing any third-party plugins. And I'm going to treat this like a proper production workflow, not just a sound design demo. We'll build the rhythm first, then the layers, then the processing, then we'll lock it into the arrangement so it works in a real DNB context. First thing, don't start by designing the sound. Start by placing the stab in the groove. Create a MIDI track and sketch a simple one bar or two bar phrase that reacts to the drums. For an Amen style setup, you want the stab to land where the break leaves space. A strong starting point is to place hits after beat 2, or late on beat 3, or just before beat 4. That way the stab feels like it's answering the drums instead of fighting them. Keep the note lengths short at first. Think 1/16 to 1/8 notes. In drum and bass, short phrasing is often what makes the sound feel tight and powerful. A long Hoover can be cool in other genres, but here it usually turns into a wash that covers the groove. Now let's build the layered source. The best results usually come from a mono core, a gritty mid layer, and a lighter high layer on top. For the mono core, use operator or analog. Keep it simple. A saw wave or pulse type source. Low pass filtered, fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly quick release. This layer is there to support the impact, not to spread wide across the stereo field. Keep it mostly mono and let it carry the weight. For the mid-range layer, use wave eatable or drift. This is where the classic Hoover bite lives. Use saw-based material, maybe with a bit of detune or voice spread, and shape it with a filter so it has that rude nasal edge in the upper mids. This layer is what gives the stab its character and attitude. For the top layer, make a lighter duplicate or a stripped-down version of the mid layer. High pass it so it's not adding low-end clutter, and let it provide air and movement. You can widen this layer a bit later, but keep the real body under control. A good rough balance is about half the energy in the mono core, a third in the mid layer, and the rest in the high layer. You do not want every layer doing the same job. That's where things get muddy. Next, shape the envelope so the stab punches instead of swells. You want a fast attack, usually near zero, a decay somewhere around 150 to 500 milliseconds depending on the tempo and pocket, low sustain and a short release. If the stab feels too polite, use the filter envelope to make the beginning brighter than the tail. That little snap at the front is what makes it feel like a stab instead of a pad. A nice trick here is to add a small amount of resonance, not too much, just enough to make the filter movement feel vocal and aggressive. If it's starting to squeal or get annoying, back it off. We want rude, not painful. Now give the sound a little movement. A pure static Hoover can work, but a tiny bit of instability makes it feel alive against the rigidity of the drum loop. You can add subtle pitch bend at the start of the note, just a few cents. You can also use slow wave-eatable movement or slight filter modulation to keep the sound from feeling frozen. If you're using drift, the drift and age controls can add a nice roughness too. The key is subtlety. You're not trying to turn this into a massive animated FX patch. You're just giving the stab a bit of life so it feels like it belongs in a track, not a preset browser. Now comes the move that really makes this feel like a proper DNB weapon. Resample it. Once you've got a MIDI version that feels good, bounce or resample it to audio. This gives you way more control over the final shape. You can trim the attack, cut dead air, reverse bits if you want, and process different versions separately. Resampling also makes the sound feel more finished. A lot of the time, the best drum and bass stabs don't feel like synths anymore. They feel like samples that have been beaten up and fitted into the track. Trim the start tightly. Remove any unnecessary tail. If you need warp, keep it simple and use it sparingly, because short stabs often sound best when they stay punchy and direct. Now let's shape the tone with Ableton stock processing. Start with EQ 8. High pass the layers that don't need low end, especially the wider and higher layers. If the stab is clouding the drums, cut some of the muddy range around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more bite, at a gentle presence lift somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Be careful though, because that's also where a lot of snare energy lies. If your break is already sharp there, don't overcook it. Next, add saturator. A little saturation goes a long way. Turn on soft clipping and add just enough drive to thicken the midrange. This is one of the main ways to get that floor-shaking feel, because saturation adds harmonics that help the stab cut through even on systems that don't reproduce huge sub cleanly. Then try overdrive if you want a nastier edge. Focus the drive in a range that brings out the rude harmonics without turning the whole thing into fuzz. You want grit with shape, not just distortion for its own sake. Drum bus is another great tool here. Use it lightly to add punch and transient energy. If you push the drive too hard, you can flatten the attack, and that defeats the point. So if the stab starts losing its bite, back off the drive before anything else. Utility is important too. Keep the low layer mono. If the sound starts feeling too smeared or too wide, narrow it down. In this kind of mix, width is something you earn carefully, not something you spray across the whole sound. And this brings us to one of the biggest rules in the whole lesson: protect the low end. Everything below about 120 Hz should either be mono or removed from the stab entirely. The sub and kick need that space. If the Hoover has accidental low end content, high pass it. Don't let a cool synth part sabotage the actual foundation of the track. Always check the stab in context. Solo can lie to you. A Hoover can sound full and exciting on its own, then completely wreck the groove once the kick and sub come back in. So keep comparing it with the full drum and bass arrangement. If the kick feels swallowed, shorten the stab. If the sub disappears on the stab hits, you probably have too much low mid buildup. In that case, cut more around 200 to 400 Hz and reduce the width on the offending layer. A really practical workflow is to organize your project into a drum group, a bass group, a stab group, and shared FX returns. That keeps everything clean and makes it much easier to hear what's actually happening. Now, because this is drum and bass, arrangement matters just as much as sound design. A stab shouldn't just loop forever doing the same thing. It needs a role. Maybe it's a hook. Maybe it's a pre-drop teaser. Maybe it's a response to the snare. Maybe it's a switch-up tool in the second half of the drop. You can automate the filter cutoff so the stab opens slightly over a build. You can raise saturation drive on the last hit before the drop. You can send one stab to reverb or delay as a transition moment, then cut it dry right when the drop lands. You can even automate stereo width to widen the sound only in fills or pre-drop bars, then pull it back in the drop. That contrast is huge. A dry, punchy stab in the drop often feels way bigger than a washed-out one that never changes. If you want a darker jungle feel, try a variation where the stab answers the snare on bar 2 and bar 4. That kind of call and response can feel enormous if the bass line leaves enough room. Sometimes the most powerful move is not more notes, but fewer notes in better places. Here's a great coach tip. If the stab feels weak, don't immediately add more bass. Usually the fix is in the upper low mid and mid-range area. Sharpen the transient, add a touch more saturation, or reduce masking from other elements. That region around 700 Hz to 3 kHz is where a lot of the presence and aggression lives. Also, test the stab quietly. If it still reads when you turn the monitoring down, the harmonic content is strong enough. That's a really good sign in a club-focused mix. If you want to push this further, try making three versions of the same stab. Make one version clean and monofocused. Make another version nastier and more distorted. Make a third version wider and more atmospheric. Then place each one in the same rhythmic slot against a breakbeat, kick, and sub, and compare which one hits hardest, which one leaves the most space, and which one works best in the drop. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot about mix impact very quickly. You can also get more advanced with layering. Try a ghost stab, which is just a very quiet duplicate placed a 16th or 8th before the main hit. Keep it darker and shorter so it acts like a little pickup. That tiny extra movement can make the main hit feel way more explosive. Another great trick is split processing by frequency. Duplicate the stab and keep one chain focused on low mid punch and mono control, while the other chain handles the bright, wide, animated top. That gives you much more control than trying to make one single chain do everything. And if you really want some damage, resample a heavier clipped version and blend it in underneath at very low level. Just a little bit of ugly can make the main stab feel nastier without ruining the core. So to recap the main idea, build the stab like percussion, not like a pad. Keep the low end disciplined. Use layered sources so you can control punch, grit, and width separately. Shape the envelope so it hits hard and gets out of the way. Process it with stock Ableton tools like EQ8, Saturator, Overdrive, Drum Boss, and Utility. Then place it in the arrangement where the drums leave space. If you do all that, you'll end up with a Hoover stab that doesn't just sound big. It helps the whole tune hit harder. That's the goal, not just a loud sound, but a sound that makes the drop feel heavier, tighter, and way more dangerous.